You have got to be more careful than that. You can't let them bait you. You can't be throwing cars across a city block. You don't know where they're going to land. You're the good guy, remember? So act like it. I would do it. If I still had my powers, I'd still be out there. I wouldn't be training you, would I? Look, you have a good heart. It's in the right place every time. But it's a matter of sense. You don't always have that. Not yet, but you will. You need to be patient. In the fights and with yourself. And in cases like this, with me. But you need to do better. You need to think before you act. Sure, it's a disadvantage. But it's one that you have to live with. Look, you're not going to play on even terms with every villain. It's just not going to be that way. Some of them are even going to be stronger than you, but you have to be smarter than they are. And strong as you are, I've seen your antics. You can't take damage for no reason. Come on. You let that one wild fucker hit you. I saw it. I've seen the footage. Just because you're strong doesn't mean you're immortal. One of these days, somebody is going to actually be able to punch a hole in you. They're out there. Oh, I wish I could still afford to have your overconfidence. But there's a realistic approach to this, and you're not taking it. Look, you might be the last hope for this city. So I need you to be a good one. Yeah, well, you know anybody else with superpowers? Anybody else that I can coach? I can bring up to be a flawless superhero? I mean, send them my way. But until then, you're it. And I'm it for you. Work with me, kid. If I still had my powers, I'd still be out there. And I'd be able to help you in a much more realistic way. Much more concrete instruction. I'd show you what I mean. But I can barely pick up a milk jug these days, let alone a fucking car. To say nothing of throw it into the sun the way I used to be able to. Those days are long past me. I don't know why my abilities left, but they're gone. Of course it makes me angry. But I have to get past that. It's not practical. Do you get what I'm saying? Everything we do has to be in service of the most practical outcome. Not everybody's going to love us. Some people are going to run these ridiculous clickbait articles about, is it really better to be saved by them when they do so much damage? You know how many times I had to deal with that in my career. You're going to have to deal with that no matter how careful you are. But the people who really understand, the people whose side you're actually on, the people who aren't just looking for a buck and aren't looking for a scapegoat for modern problems, they'll appreciate you. They'll get it. They'll have your back when it matters most. And trust me, they may be civilians, but it can help a lot. Well, get a lot of tips from them. They hear rumblings of odd things. I mean, these villains, they don't often just break into jewelry stores and then break out with no plan. They're working on a deeper level. They have plans that go in months and years even. They're looking to make serious impact, and so should you. You have to stop these things at root level. I can help you do that. But you have to be calm. No more car chucking. Understand? All right. Let's focus on the good. Excellent use of your abilities. Truly. I've rarely seen such control over them. It rivals mine. It was flat out impressive. You have an extremely fine-tuned understanding of what your capabilities are. Your understanding of your enemies is really where I need you to focus, but your understanding of yourself is excellent. You really pushed yourself to get there on time. I appreciate that. So does the single mother you saved. I'm sure she'll send flowers. Of course, you have an excellent sense of style. I can appreciate the outfit. I never cared much for that myself, but I understand it for what it is. You become an icon, you become recognizable, and that can help. It's a brand. You show it to people, and they can love you or they can hate you, but they know who you are. And people are going to know who you are. We're just going to try to make sure that that's a good thing and not a bad thing. But you did well. And as always, your heart is in the right place. This was not a good person that you stopped. They did not have justifiable reasons for what they were doing. They were simply abusing the fact that they awoke to these powers. You did good. And I'm proud of you. Of course I am. Not being perfect doesn't mean you aren't great. You are. I couldn't ask for a better successor. I wish I didn't need one, but I suppose that's everyone who's been on top of the world, yeah? But we have to pass the torch someday. And the torch is firmly in your grasp. So, good job. We're going to work on this more. But for now, go on. Get some rest. You're going to need it. Because I've been hearing the rumblings. Of course. I may not have my powers anymore, but I still have my eyes, I still have my ears, I still have my connections. You're going to be needed again. Soon. Very soon. There's a reason that I told you to go get some sleep. Bit unusual for me, don't you think? Typically, I'd keep you here and lecture you for another hour or so. And I know you love those. It's going to be in the outer part of the city this time. A little less concern of damage, but it's still a suburb, so prefer you not throw a train into a house, but it's going to be a lot harder for you to do serious damage. I had a feeling that'd make you happier. I'll gather more details, but for now, that's the most I have. You're learning. I have more, but it's not worth stressing until tomorrow. Kid, you're going to want some sleep. Don't argue with the old man. Come on, I'm just washed up. I have my sharp edges still. But still, you're the hero. You need the rest. You're strong. You're good-hearted. You have an excellent grasp of what you're capable of, but even you need sleep. That is probably the one aspect of being a superhero that always frustrated me. I could never get away without it. I tried. I did. And that was when I made my biggest mistakes, and as we both know, you're still a little prone to those. Not to rub it in. Go get some sleep, kid. And don't let the bed bugs bite. And if they do, don't throw a car at them.